space. And you can call now on 0500-288-291, our famous phone number, if you want to play Woman's Minute. We need a lady and a gentleman for that, please. Thank you. So Americans have less friends than the Brits. It's official. The American Sociological Review stated that the average American has only two, count them, one, two, close friends, and that a quarter of Yanks don't have any friends at all. But what is a friend, and how many do we really have? I feel a philosopher coming on. We love a philosopher on this show. So let's talk to Mark Vernon, author of The Philosophy of Friendship. Good evening, Mark.
Hello. It's very highbrow this evening. It's Einstein one minute and a bit of philosophy the next.
What do you think of that?
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Right, Mark, what defines a friend from other relationships that we have?
Well, I think a useful little hook to hang it on is to think of friendship as the love that wants to know someone and be known by them. So an erotic relationship is the love that wants to have someone and be had by them. The love in families is the love that wants to care and be cared for. But I think friendship is the love that wants to know someone and be known by them.
So why do we want to know other people?
Well, a bit of Aristotle, we're political animals, we're social beings. He said, who would choose to live without friends, even if they had every other good thing in life? So friendship is very much part and parcel of what we are.
And how many friends do we need?
In general, I think the principle is that less is more. Friendliness is always good. It's always nice to be friendly, whether people at work, people on the telephone, whatever it might be. But friendship, this business of knowing someone and being known by them, I think that it can only really happen with perhaps even a handful of people.
And do friendships have a limited lifespan?
That depends upon your life. Nietzsche has a nice imagery here. He says that life is like a ladder, and you climb up the ladder. And as you move on to different rungs, it may be that your friends move up in parallel with you. But if they move up onto different directions, then the gap will widen and you might fall apart.
Okay, and a lot of that depends on how the friendship was based in the beginning, doesn't it?
It does. Again, a bit of Aristotle helps. He divides friends into basically two sorts. He says that there are friends which are based on doing something together or something external to you. So, for example, work would be a good example of that. You become friendly with people at work because of the fact that you do work together. But you'll notice that if the work stops, if your friend moves office or you change jobs, then generally speaking, you tend not to keep in touch with those people, even though you might have, you know, spent 24 hours a day with them, 5 days a week.
And that's okay, is it?
Well, it's okay, but it's not the best sort of friendship. The best sort of friendship for Aristotle are the people that you love for who they are in themselves. You know, it's their character that counts, not the sort of third thing that you do together.
Okay, and can your lover really be your best friend, as most people claim? Or do they claim that because it would be awkward if they said otherwise?
That is a dream, isn't it? There is this question of sex. There's this difference, you see, between erotic love, the love that wants to have and be had, that possessiveness, and friendship, which allows the other person to be more. You know, if you want to know someone, you want them to be themselves. And similarly, you want them to know you as yourself. So there's this tension between the possessiveness of erotic love and the friendship love which allows someone else to be. That's the trick. That's what you've got to get right.
That's the difficult one, though, isn't it?
It is, it is. You know, and this idea of platonic friendships is always difficult because certainly in our culture where sex is around every corner in advertising or wherever, you know, it's really hard to put that down.
Because I have friends that discuss things with me that they'd never discuss with their partners, both men and women.
Yeah, certainly that's the case. And again, you know, it reflects back onto this different sort of love. Yeah, maybe if you're friends with your lover, then you have different ways of working it out. You know, you work it out in your physical relationship, in your rows perhaps, in all the little intimacies that you share with someone like that. But with friends, you tend to talk about it, and talking about it externalizes it. It perhaps helps you to think things through differently. So that's why friends, you know, can be a good thing.
And you'd very rarely be rude to a friend, where it's a lot of people are quite rude to their partners, aren't they?
Well, you know, I'm not so sure about this. I think actually a measure of a really good friendship is someone that you do get upset with, that you can get annoyed with, that you can be jealous of. A lot of those things which you say goes with, you know, with your lover. But you know, friendship's very intense. It can be intense, but it's this different thing, though.
Okay. Now, the final question. Is it possible to forgive a friend, or if they betray you, is that a definite sign that they were never a friend in the first place?
Do you know, philosophers have contemplated this very question. Nietzsche, he has a nice sort of analogy here. He talks about what he calls star friendship. And when you fall out of friends with someone, he says they should be like a star in the sky. You can see the light that used to be the friendship, but it doesn't cast a shadow over you now, so you can move on. So, you know, friends do come to end, I'm sure of that. But the good thing is that friendship is a blessing. It is the good thing that makes life better than anything else in life.
All right.
Always value it, even when it passes.
Mark, thanks for joining us. You've been very articulate, and you've been my radio friend.
Thank you very much.